Welcome to Moment in Ministry, hosted by Pastor Steve Dameron.
So in part one, we talked about transformed through God's Word. And if you haven't watched part one, I would recommend looking at that, because then that one, we introduce Brad Dalton, and he heads up Are You Recovery program. You use that, but they have a men's home specifically in regards to helping men with addictions, and the home is named Transform Through God's Word. So watch part one, but we're going to veer now and think about just addictions. So what about addictions and things that you have learned through the ministry there? As you said, you've been involved in and out 17 years. You've been in the ministry, I think you said 30 plus years?
Yes, sir.
35 plus?
Yes, sir.
All right, so a long time. And more we're dealing with addictions. It seems like our society, it's an equal opportunity problem. Okay? That's just in the ghettos, right? That's just in low income. No, it's across the board. So we're seeing it everywhere. So one of the questions I have for you is, okay, if a church is saying, well, we've got to do something about it, what are a couple of things that they might consider as far as things to at least research and look at as far as addictions programs?
I would certainly contact the RU Recovery headquarters in Rockford, Illinois, and get a hold of them. They can be found on the internet. And I would certainly get information from them on how to start a Friday night RU program.
Okay, then a follow-up on that. Are there some things that you have found as far as authors, maybe some books, some resources, that if somebody's saying, you know, I'd like to get some information that you found kind of helpful?
Well, of course, RU Recovery itself publishes a lot of books there, and they can be purchased through their website. I think anytime we look at books that teach people how to deal with areas of forgiveness, areas of bitterness, and give a biblical approach to how the Lord wants us to deal with those things, depression, anxiety, any of those type issues, because these are many of the issues that people who have addictions are struggling with inwardly that cause them to go to their addiction.
Okay. All right, so I'd like you to specify two things, okay? And I know I'm putting you on the spot a little bit, but I'd like you to, because last night you brought a man and he gave a testimony. His name was Mark. And I noticed specifically in the testimony, he addressed forgiveness. Myself, I've been in the ministry over 25 years, and I've dealt with people, I've dealt with a lot of folks that have addictions, but that just, it caught my attention because we had already been talking. So could you explain a little bit about the forgiveness and bitterness, how that relates with them? Just kind of a synopsis, because that was interesting to me, and then you brought it up again. So what are some of the things that you've seen with that?
Well, one of the issues that many addicts don't realize they have a hard time comprehending is that God will forgive them for everything that they've done.
Okay.
That makes sense. And they deal with a lot of guilt.
Yep.
And then bitterness, they get bitter because they feel like family has given up on them. Okay. And they're very selfish in nature.
Yeah.
And so they don't realize that family may have had some good reason to feel like they were giving up on them. And most of the time family hasn't give up, they've just decided they're not going to enable them anymore. But for an addict, their entire world revolves around them. And so in doing that, anytime anybody does anything that goes against what they want to accomplish, it creates a root of bitterness.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's all helpful, and I think even for folks that they're out dealing with somebody, just to be able to start down that road thinking biblically is helpful, and to be able to help an addict, because I know I talked to a man just a week or so ago, and I was trying to help him with that. And the idea of guilt is just so heavy on him. And yet he's made huge progress. I'm like, well, look at all this. But it's hard to overcome that. And the devil's a master at laying on that guilt and that you're still worthless, you've ruined your life, look at all this past. And yet, and we say this in the ministry, that successes we need to forget, but we also got to forget our failures. And that's, I think, Paul, when saying forgetting those things which are behind, I think some of us that we think we're so successful are like, oh yeah, I got to forget all my success. Well, it's also failures, but we failed, and those can just pile up and put that guilt on. So.
Yes, sir. I think it's interesting. You know, the Bible says that if we confess our sin, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And my confession of my sin is me agreeing with God about my sin. Look at the life of Saul and the life of David. And look what Saul did when he sinned. He didn't own it. But yeah. David owned his sin.
Yeah, you're right.
And when David owned his sin, he was able to not deal with, to not have that guilt. And he was able to, in Psalms 51, just go on and realize how much God loves him and be able to put that in his past and move on.
Well, thank you. I appreciate your time. Appreciate you taking some time talking about addictions. It's something that I think a lot of churches we're having to deal with more and more. And I'm glad that you guys have ventured out some a little past. I know what we have done. The guy that runs our addictions program, he's talked to me for years. I've talked to our leadership and just about a home and how do you do that. And I'm glad that we have somebody that we can call now and say, hey, so how did you do it? What mistakes did you make? And what mistakes will we never make? and I know it's hard. And so I appreciate it. We'll be praying for you. And I would just challenge you as church folk pastors. One thing he challenged us as a church is in the story of Naaman, there was 9 people that were involved in Naaman coming to Christ. All of us have a part. And let's make sure that we're doing our part.